Hello?
Alright, welcome to episode 10 of the First Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Eastwood. Joining me today is Greg Noe.
Hey.
And Michael Thornton.
How's it going?
So Mike, you got a chance to play the new Metroid game, Metroid Other M. We definitely want to hear what you have to say about that, and I know you want to tell us.
I got the game with release date shipping from Amazon, so got it fairly early, so I've put some time under my belt, and there are some definite problems. Pretty much, if you've read any of the reviews, I have the same complaints. Probably one of the worst games to get going. The beginning of the game is just clunky and it doesn't attract you at all in the slightest.
I've heard from other people who've played it that it takes at least an hour before you even like get used to the controls and stuff.
Yeah, but even longer than an hour, I'd say about 3.5 hours is when it starts getting a little fun and pick up pace.
Wow.
No, Mike, weren't you like a huge fan of Final Fantasy 13?
Yeah, but I still thought Final Fantasy 13's it was fast-paced, and, everything was new to me, so I still, even though it was a grand tutorial, I still enjoyed Final Fantasy 13. I mean, if I went back and replayed it, I'd probably have a lot of complaints, but just because the battle system was so new, I didn't really mind that much. But Metroid Other M, they have your basic tutorial. You know, it's similar to Halo's. You know, you're in the training room and you got a physician telling you, you know, Samus, get up, do a barrel roll, stand, you know. And after that, you know, you head off to this explosion or whatnot to figure out why with these Marines. And, the story is generic as it can be. It, even now, I'm about maybe 7 hours in the game, and it's just none of the characters are very, it's just very, very generic. And Samus is, kind of whiny and kind of, she's just silly. I don't know. She just is just silly. But I went in this game, I was expecting 2.5D. You know, I was expecting a 2D side-scroller, kind of. Similar to, Street Fighter 4 or something like that. You know, you're on a 2D field.
Right.
But in reality, this game is not 2D at all, really. The closest it comes to 2D is, like, Little Big Planet. You can go in the foreground and you can go in the background.
Okay.
It's kind of on a 2D plane. But, it is full 3D. You can navigate just like you would in Prime. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. I was like, I don't know about this.
So how does that work with the control pad on the Wii? Because you play it with the Wiimote sideways, right?
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about the controls real quick, because that's another issue I was so confused about. This game is difficult. It is, for me, it's pretty difficult. I don't understand what they were doing, because they made the controls for, your grandma can pick it up. It's only one controller. Just flip it on the side.
Right.
But the game is meant for advanced gamers, so I don't understand why they didn't do an analog stick on the left-hand side and,
Right.
The standard nunchuck and Wiimote setup like Prime did.
Yeah.
And you just have much better control over a 3D environment. The game is brutal. It really is. There's a lot of instant deaths. There's a lot of, just nonstop action. So I was really confused with the design of the controller and making it so limited, especially when the game is 3D. It's not the 2.5D that, when you look at Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Right.
That's what I was thinking of. And it's not really like that at all. It's a lot of 3D, similar to Prime, just from a third-person perspective.
So you said you're about 7 hours in. So, like, does the combat, I don't know, the combat is, you know, designed by Team Ninja and all. Is it really repetitive? It seems like it would be. That's what
the combat is the highest point of the game.
Okay.
The combat is really, really good. It's pretty varied. I mean, Prime, once you got the hang on, things, you know, you lock on, strafe, strafe, shoot, you know, fire missile here and there. Pretty much Prime's enemies, you know, were pretty much defeated the same way. You're still doing the same thing on Metroid Other M, but it just feels faster paced. It feels cool when you run up and do the melee attacks. You know, you'll knock an enemy down, run up, do a melee attack on him, jump on the next person. It feels like Ninja Gaiden. I mean, it's very fast paced, which, you know, Metroid fans might not like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the combat's good. It's very entertaining. The exploration is a little bland. With the 3D environments, and the same thing was for Prime, I never know where to go. Like, it felt like in Super Metroid, you could just run left and right, and, you know, there's always action. You always know where to go. There may be a little secret crevice or not, whatnot, but it's 2D, so it's pretty easy to find. There's a lot of pacing issues in this game because you enter a new 3D room, and you basically have to decode what you have to do. Like, okay, find out if there's, like, a bomb hole somewhere that I got to roll up in a morph ball and navigate to the next room, or is there something I got to shoot? Like, each new room is a, what am I going to have to do now? What's the small little thing I have to find to move on to the next area? Not like you're just running, you know, like a side-scroller. There's no, you know, stopping really in a side-scroller. You're just going, you know, right. And I don't know. Sometimes I get so frustrated just because I'd enter a new room and I was unable to find what they were trying to show me. So I think I'd have to go back and I have to activate something, but not really.
Yeah.
So, and it'd be like just the smallest subtle thing that, you know, I'm not talking about like there's a obvious open hole here that you can slide through. It's just really, really subtle hints. Not even subtle hints. It's just off the wall stuff.
It seems to me, I mean, I haven't played it, but it seems to me like the game is almost there. From the reviews I've read and stuff, but they just missed it a little bit. What do you think they needed to be changed in order to get that little bit extra?
I think the original thought of this game was 2D Metroid with high-res graphics.
Okay.
I think that's what the creator of the first Metroid is working on this game. I think that's what he envisioned. And maybe he kind of said, yeah, let's try doing this, or we got to push the Wii hardware, you know, we can't have all these WiiWare titles. So I think maybe that influenced them a little, and pretty much everything they added was not what makes Metroid Metroid. And
yeah,
I mean, the controls, when you flip to first person, it's not that cumbersome, but it is a little annoying, especially, you know, if you're doing a 2.5D plane, and you're looking forward, then you flip to first person's perspective,
yeah,
when you flip back, it's very disorienting, okay, especially when you're in that fast combat. I mean,
yeah, because you don't know where you're going to be facing when you come out of it,
yeah,
or go into it, whatever. Which either way,
it's just really disorienting, and I just never really feel like I'm quite in full control. And I'm talking about like Mega Man 2 control or right. Super Mario control, where the gameplay, the controls are just so precise. I mean, there's an auto-targeting system in this, and it's insane. Pretty much, it's like a Basham game. Like, you just press A, and the bullet will hit them. So, you know, just like in a melee game, if you just press A, you'll run up and hit. It's the same thing. Like, you just have to press A, and you'll be hitting them.
Well, I mean, I thought that was, like, kind of a way of them bringing the combat back to the way it was in the 2D Metroid. Because, see, when you deal with two-dimensional combat, you only have to worry about whether your shot is high enough, is on the right level with them, and it's going to hit them. But in 3D, you have to aim two ways to hit them. So it's like, by doing the auto-targeting, it goes back to the original type of combat where you don't really have to worry that much about exactly where you're aiming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you mean. But I'm just thinking of, like, Super Metroid, you know, how you can angle, you know, diagonally to the right or diagonally to the left or down. And you know, sometimes you have to jump, and not just a full jump. You just do a little half jump and shoot, and it does the perfect angle. I don't know. You just feel more in control, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of this, I mean, you just spam A, and it's basically hitting him for you. I don't know. I just don't like handicap stuff, even though it's trying to compensate for it being in 3D. Like, I don't like for a game to put handicaps on me.
It's like, why not just make it in 2D and not have to do that?
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, they had the vision of 2D, I think, and they tried to tack on some other stuff, and it just didn't work out. I mean, the game, I'm pretty much everybody does this in review. They always bash it so much. I mean, it's a good game. I'm having fun with it now. I mean, I'm about, you know, Samus is getting kind of powered up. She's getting her stuff back, so it's getting a little funner, and more variety of moves and everything. But and another thing is the way she loses her powers, kind of silly.
I've heard about that.
You know, you don't have to find these powers anymore. They just come in a cutscene and say, "Samus, activate your bomb power."
Oh.
So there's no, like, surprise. I mean, there's no searching for anything. You know, they're just, it's going to come to you in a cutscene, and so it's a little, you know, you're not sliding through crevices on the morph ball and finding this little spring ball or any power up that you might could pass up. Like, you know, in the old Metroids, you could pass up some power ups.
Yeah.
Some of them you needed to get through the game, but everyone I've found so far is, it just comes in a cutscene and says, "Samus, activate, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah, that's weird. They seem to have taken a lot of what Metroid is out of the game.
Yeah, like the environments. I mean, it's just, here's the ice level, here's the lava level. Like, there's just no depth to it.
Hmm.
It's very, very generic textures. Not a lot of detail, I guess.
The screenshots that look like the graphic, the textures seemed really, like, plain, bland. So,
I mean, the cutscenes look awesome, but, I mean, when you're exploring, it's just not a lot of depth to the environments.
So, Greg, after hearing what you've heard about it, is this a game that you're interested in?
I'm kind of interested in playing it to see how bad it is. I don't know. I mean, the reviews are kind of all over the place, so
yeah.
I'd really like to see it myself. I have a feeling I'm not going to like it.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy Metroid Prime and Super Metroid. I'm not really a huge Metroid fan, though, but I don't really like the direction that Nintendo and Team Ninja and all of them went with it, so.
I'm a huge fan of the idea of Metroid, and I really liked the Prime games, but the other Metroid games I'm not really a fan of, like Super Metroid. I don't know, some games are like that for me. It's like, I'm a fan of the game, but I don't really like it, and it's kind of weird, but anyway. And that's kind of what it's like with Metroid. Like, Metroid's really cool, but I don't really like the games as much. So I doubt that this is something that's going to win me over because of that. And everything I liked about the Prime games has been removed from this game. So I highly doubt that it's something that I'll probably borrow it or something and play it at some point, but.
Yeah. I mean, the only saving grace really is the combat. I mean, it is pretty fun combat.
And that's,
it's fast, it's furious, you know.
I am kind of interested in seeing, like, Samus fighting like that, you know, more of a kind of ninja style, or Ninja Gaiden style. Or a little bit more like, you know, you see her fight on the Smash Brothers series, and she never actually fights like that in the games.
Yeah.
But now she kind of does, so.
Yeah. I just wonder if this game was called, like, Iron Man 3 or something.
Yeah.
If, you know, it would still get the same hit as it is now. You know, people are coming to it because it's Metroid in the franchise. not necessarily because it's a great, awesome game, but just because of the franchise history.
Yep.
I wonder if it would just fly under the radar if it was Iron Man 3 and, you know, it would get like a, you know, 6.5 and just kind of go under the radar.
Or on the other end of things, if it would get a good rating because nobody had any expectations about what it meant to be a Metroid game, you know? I mean, I think a lot of the complaints, I believe, Greg, was it Game Informer? And the guy basically said it had nothing to do with Metroid, so therefore it was a miserable game.
Yeah, I was reading another review today. I think it was on G4. I don't really like G4, but I ended up at this review, and the woman was basically complaining about how they turned Samus into a strong solo, you know, female that kicks butt to a, you know, just a, like Mike said, a whiny little girl who requires a man to tell her what to do. And that's kind of a curious comparison. But yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with it just not living up to, you know, what we had with Super Metroid and the Metroid Prime series. So.
Like, I don't want to be one to say, I don't want to see them try new things with a game series, because I definitely do, and I kind of applaud Nintendo for stretching out, letting Team Ninja handle the combat and seeing what they could do. But it seems like they may have missed what they were trying to get at or whatever. They seem to be trying this more, well, I mean, I guess the Metroid series, they gave it to Retro Studios in late 90s, and they, you know, rocked it pretty hard. And maybe they hoped that they could do the same thing again with Other M, I don't know.
Well, that's West versus East developers. What do you think? I think West is kind of,
well,
know what they're doing?
In this case, I do, because if you think about Metroid, it's, and I think we talked about this in the last episode, or maybe, yeah, Metroid is Nintendo's most Western franchise. Like, it's a space, you know, woman, sci-fi setting. It appeals more than you would expect, you know, something like Legend of Zelda or, you know, or maybe a Final Fantasy from Square Enix. And the sensibilities of the game are more Western, and especially once they let Retro Studios do the Prime series. And the Metroid series has historically sold better in America than it has in Japan. But yeah, so I think it's a little weird that they brought it back to a Japanese developer, and one who's so, I don't know, just so Japanese as Team Ninja, you know, who are kind of famous for being like that. So, I don't know, it seems like maybe they should have, I mean, maybe not leave Retro on it, because I think Retro ran its course with the Prime Trilogy, but I don't know what they could have done. But, I don't know.
It had a good starting vision, it just needed to stay on the narrow. It didn't need to broaden out to all these other ideas. I mean, it didn't need to be a Super Metroid clone. I mean, they could have tweaked the combat or, you know, thrown a twist in here or there, but, I mean, that's the best part of this game, is it at times feels like a 2D, you know, classic Metroid, but not so much. I mean, it doesn't quite capture it. And, I mean, the cutscenes are gorgeous. I don't mind watching them.
Okay.
But at the same time, they are very generic and very, like, no point to them. I mean, they're just, you're not getting anything out of the cutscenes. The characters are bland. I mean, the story is, I mean, there's some twist, but at the same time, it's, wow.
I kind of wonder if Other M might have been a more appropriate, like, 3DS launch game.
Yeah.
Like, you could have both 2.5D and first person at the same time. You could get away with a crappier story.
On a handheld.
I don't know. I just think that it might have... I'm sure Kid Icarus will be great, but, I mean, it's kind of like this might have been the direction they should have gone. I don't know.
That's an interesting thought. I hadn't really thought of that before.
I don't know where they're going to go from here. Like, I'm trying to think, you know, it wasn't that much of a success, so they can't really continue this. So is this going to be the only game where there's a Metroid story and then it just reverts? I mean, I just don't know where they could go after this.
I'm guessing there'll be a few years off before we see another one. I don't know. At least on the console.
Although, if you think about it, the way they've done it in the past, Super Metroid came out the best one a lot of people consider of the whole Metroid series. Yet, that was the longest wait after that. And that's when they decided to reimagine the franchise. It was after Super Metroid. So, right. According to that, we'll get another Metroid game in just a few days.
Are you getting Halo Reach tomorrow? No. Tonight?
It comes out
comes out tonight, right?
I didn't realize it was that soon. I thought it was next week or something.
You didn't take off work for the next 5 weeks?
Sorry.
I have a couple friends who are taking off. I like Halo. I don't know. I don't buy new games.
They cost a lot of money.
They do.
So, Greg, before we go, Playboy, Count Time, Mafia 2, what was it? Did you scroll down and check it?
I looked periodically because I wanted to see how those few seconds added up every time. I think it was probably like at 3 minutes or something.
3 minutes? Man. There's like 75 Playboys.
There's only 50, and they only collected like... not that I was going on my way to miss them or to collect them, but I think I only collected like 20 of them.
It was a really good one spot. There was a post on Kotaku, and the Playboys, I thought they would be a lot worse, but they're pretty mild.
Well, it's from the...
60s.
The 60s, right?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that game is so anachronistic. Like, at the second half of the game or something, you're playing in the year, like, 1952 or 53? Something like that?
Great. I'm not going to spoil it, but yes.
Okay, well, I mean, I haven't played the game, so I'm not exactly spoiling it. But the music they use is, like, from the late 50s, early 60s. It's, like, Buddy Holly and a bunch of other early rock and roll stuff, which didn't come around until, like, 56 or 57. And then, like, the Playboy was invented in, like, early 60s. And
I like to think there is a time traveler in the game, and he planted the Playboys around.
Ah.
Was that in a cutscene? I think you just spoiled it.
Yep, that's actually the final boss in Mafia 2. You have to fight this time traveler.
You're going to have to edit this out, Paul.
No, this is totally staying in.
That's without causing a time paradox, so...
There are some major spoilers.
There's a part where you have to, like, do cartwheels naked and stuff, so...
Yeah, right, like that would ever happen in a game. Alright, well... We better end on this note before we run out of time, so... Thanks for listening to the First Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Eastwood. You can contact us... podcast@firsthour.net. You can subscribe either on iTunes or via RSS at firsthour.net.
Thanks for listening.
Sayonara.
Basically, you just do what you're doing right now for a little while longer. And then suddenly the game is like, oh wait, there's a story. And you're like, no way. And then some super cool stuff happens. And then there's like these really great set pieces. And you do some more really cool stuff. And then you fight a bunch of bosses. And that's where I'm at.
Cool set pieces?
Yeah.
In a DS game?
Yes, actually. The end.